My friends, do you struggle with anxiety? In a particular way, do you suffer with depression and you wish it would go away? Well, in this video, I will give you the cure. Free. Maybe it's not that easy. But stick with me in this three-part series where we are taking a look at inner healing with Jesus and Mary. Join me in today's video. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, we come before you that your most wonderful love may be poured out through you on us, that we may be changed and that we may change those around us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, my name is Alvaro Interiano. This is the channel Uniquely Mary, and this series is called Inner Healing with Jesus and Mary. And we have many other videos on this channel. Please hit the like button. If this video has helped you, please subscribe to my channel and check out all the other videos here. And also please pray for this channel and all other Catholic channels that strive to put out content out there that is wonderful, that gives glory to God. Check those channels out, support them, pray for them, because we need to flood YouTube with holy things. We need to take YouTube and baptize it and give it to Jesus, because it belongs to Jesus and we need to take it back for him. So in the previous video, we talked about anxiety and the connection to our Father and how Jesus can provide a solution and a cure to that anxiety. By the way, and I didn't mention this in the previous video, but if you want a saint that can help you to be healed of your anxiety, it is none other than Saint Martha, the very saint to whom Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things." Yes, she can help you be healed of anxiety because she learned to trust in Jesus and she got at the root of things and she pulled that out so that she could be at peace and know that everything would be provided for her. So Saint Martha is your girl. Now on to depression. And both of these are related, and anxiety and depression are at the roots of so many different mental disorders. By the way, I'm a therapist here in Houston, Texas. If you ever want a therapy session and you reside in the great state of Texas, send me a message and we'll set up a session and we'll go from there. Depression. So presuming that our fathers have given us a safe space, have made us feel safe and we can trust and not have anxiety, now come the role of our mothers. Men and fathers set the outer world, safety and order, fences and walls, protection and raw materials. And women take those raw materials and design the inner world. Life, food, joy, color, kind of this dynamic inner dynamism that is, how many times did I say the word dynamic? Probably too many times, but they make this inner world that is full of life. That is the role of women. Take it in the pure biology. They take the seed of the man and create this inner world we call life and give birth to it. They do the same in the inner world. That's what they've done for thousands of years. In the last 60 years, we've tried to change that, but eventually we'll figure out that the way that God designed it works if we do it well and according to God's laws. But they have this special role, this special ability. This life that is created is not just flat like that. It's meant to be filled with joy, colors and culture and food and music and people. All of these things are the role of women, this kind of inner life of a house, using that image. And what do you want to find above all? That this is a place of joy, that this is a place of joy. And if those things aren't provided, that loss we call sadness. Extended, we call it depression when it sets in and stays there. So just as men provide us trust, and when they don't, we get anxiety, women provide us joy. When we don't have that, we get depression. Case in point, straight from the scriptures, the first mention of joy is from Genesis. Genesis chapter whatever it was in the beginning, where Adam is put to sleep And Eve is taken out of him. And as soon as Adam sees her, he says, "At last, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone." What was he feeling? Joy. That was an exclamation of joy, which proves the point of what women are supposed to provide. Joy and happiness. We see this also in the Blessed Mother that comes as the new Eve, where the second line in her Magnificat is, "My soul rejoices in God, my Savior." She's putting that the epitome of femininity, which is this joy that is overflowing. So this is what our mothers are supposed to provide. And when they provide it correctly, we have a sense that life is beautiful. We have a sense of that we're important, that we're loved, that we're cared for, all these little emotional details. Women kind of have this arena where they give us this love that is quite unique. And when we have this, it gives us a joy. They fill us with that emptiness of that needing that particular love. They have all these little details to take care of. And whenever our mothers fail to do this, whenever they do not provide that caring love, those little details, whenever they're not able to show love to us in a way that is specific to us, whenever they're not able to bring life and beauty to the inner world of the house and of the family, whenever these things are missing, whenever they refuse to have children, which are a source of joy, then joy is missing from our lives, and in sets sadness and depression. That's where sadness and depression come from. And probably if you look at anyone who's depressed, there's some connection between that emotion and their mothers. Now, is there always a connection between anxiety and our fathers? Not necessarily. Is there always a connection between depression and mothers? Not necessarily. But you can make strong connections and strong correlations to those two genders. So this is what the Blessed Mother comes to do. So what do we do? How do we deal with this? First, we come to understand this connection, depression, to our mothers. Try to understand what's the role there. What were some of the wounds? What were some of the things that our mothers did not give us? And what were the false beliefs that we came to believe as a result of those experiences? And then into those wounds and into those lies, we invite Jesus, but specifically the Blessed Mother. This is why, as Catholics, we have a special devotion to the Blessed Mother, because God wanted to redeem the human race, male and female. So he gave us perfect models: Mary, who's human, and Jesus, who's God and human. Healing these two genders, he's able to save both genders. It was essential in the way that God wanted it to do. He wanted to heal us from anxiety. He wanted to heal us from sadness. Jesus said that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus completes our joy when he gives us his mother on the cross. Why does he do that? Why does he ask and want John to take her into his home? Because he wanted our joy to be complete. You know, in the litany that we do to the Blessed Mother, I believe it's the litany of Loreto, there's this one title that we call her, and it's cause of our joy. So as Catholics, any joy that we have, it's because of the Blessed Mother. Let me give you some personal examples from my own life of how the Blessed Mother has caused me joy. There was a time when I went to France and we went to Lourdes with my parents. And when we went there the first time, a lot of things were happening in our family that we weren't able to go into the baths at Lourdes. And that was hugely angering and depressing for me. Many years later, probably 5 or 6 or even more years later, I was finally able to go again. And I had a chance to go into the baths, which are freezing water from some source deep inside the mountain. And when you go in there, you're freezing. You can't even think or feel anything because you're so cold. But when I came out the rest of that day, I felt so clean interiorly and pure, and the joy that I had was amazing. I know this is a weird image, but the way that it felt was like I had washed in Mary's waters, like her internal waters of her womb. That's the only way I could describe it. Like I had been held in her womb and been born out of it, just like a baby is born out of that amniotic fluid. That's what it felt like. Now I know that sounds crazy, but go to Lourdes and tell me if that's not what it's like. And the joy that I had inside of me was unbelievable. And I've experienced many other ways in which the Blessed Mother has healed me of depression. She can do the same for you. So this wraps up our three-part series where we looked at psychological sources and kind of backdrops for anxiety and depression. And then we looked at the spiritual and theological. Jesus healing our anxiety, Mary healing our depression. My friends, I hope this was helpful. Drop some comments down below. Ask more questions. Let's make more videos. Let's flood YouTube with truth, joy, beauty, and everything that is of God. God bless you and have a beautiful day.